This week, our tech team is looking at Silicon Valley's technology-driven economy. It's often held up as a model for success, but it's also blamed by some for a widening gap between the haves and have-nots. Our next story is about that tension, about those who work for Google, Yahoo, and Amazon, and those who do not. And it's also about riding the bus. Many highly paid tech employees who work in Silicon Valley live in San Francisco, an hour or so away. Some tech companies use private buses to pick up their workers, and those buses have become a symbol of the economic divide and a target of protests and commentary. Casey Miner of member station KALW explains.
If you want to understand the tension between tech workers, who often make six figures, and other residents in San Francisco right now, try standing on the southwest corner of 24th Street in Valencia, that's in the Mission District, around 7:30 on a weekday morning. Dozens of tech workers are lined up against the wall of an old neighborhood cafe, mostly young, white men wearing headphones. In front of them, there's a public bus shelter. The only person using it is a homeless man sleeping inside. And then there's the street, which sounds pretty much endlessly like this. This is the sound of the private tech shuttles, sleek, unmarked double-deckers with tinted windows. One pulls up every few minutes. Among those waiting for a bus this morning is tech worker Brian Lear.
They look at the buses, shiny, it looks like, ooh, it's a cruise ship.
The idea of a private company running a private bus isn't new. Microsoft does it in Seattle, Disney does it in LA. Brian Lear likes riding the private bus for all the reasons these companies run them. First, it's convenient. It's not easy to take public transit to the company Cisco, where he works. It's also better for the environment than driving a car. And it means he can live in the city instead of the suburbs. Still, he understands why the buses frustrate people.
The resentment about, oh, people have high-paying jobs caused by the tech industry, and that's displacing, and rent prices and home prices are going through the roof. I guess the buses are a visible sign of all that.
In San Francisco, a bus is not just a bus. It's a symbol of dramatic and often uncomfortable economic change. The Mission District is an historically working-class neighborhood, heavily Latino. The tech boom has made it richer and whiter. Again, tech worker Brian Lear.
You can blame me if you want, but I don't think I'm really the cause of the problem.
I think what's missing is the sense that everybody should have opportunities.
Bina Srimali lives in the Mission, too, and works for the public health department in nearby Alameda County. Every morning, she walks her son to school, just a few blocks from where the shuttles stop. She says she understands where tech workers are coming from.
People feel that if you have worked hard enough, that's why you are successful and you have this great job and you get to live in this great place.
But Srimali says she and her husband work hard too, and they're still struggling.
If we didn't have rent control, we wouldn't be able to live here anymore.
There's definitely a certain level of guilt that I carry around.
Sarah Jane Morris is walking her dog down the same block. She also works in tech and is relatively new to San Francisco.
I moved to this city because of what I felt was still a very vibrant community that embraced all different kinds of people. So if there's ways and movements that I can get involved with helping with the greater issue and giving back to this awesome city, then I would love to learn more about that.
Morris says she knows she's coming from a privileged position. But she says she's also not immune to the city's high cost of living.
And the fact is, I'm actually moving out of the neighborhood to a slightly cheaper neighborhood.
She couldn't afford to live in the booming Mission District for more than a year. For NPR News, I'm Casey Miner in San Francisco.